Premier, what did you think of the protest fire trucks?
Well, look, people are perfectly entitled to put their view. I spent the morning meeting with a couple of CFA brigade captains here in town, and we had a very good discussion. And what was very clear to me, and I think to them by the end of that discussion, is that there's a lot of lies being put around, there's a lot of political games being played, but when the truth is there for all to see, every Victorian supports our Country Fire Authority, the volunteers, and every Victorian, I think, understands that this spiteful, nasty dispute needed to come to an end. I was not going to have another fire season where, instead of being out there on the fire ground, senior representatives of the CFA are in the Fair Work Commission, spending millions and millions of dollars that could go to CFA brigades, just like the Ararat Brigade, on lawyers at war with their own workforce. It was a really productive discussion. I thanked them for their service, and I answered and dealt with each and every one of the concerns that have been raised about the fact that, give you a couple of examples. Volunteer Fire Brigades of Victoria did not make a submission to Fair Work because the CFA CEO didn't want them to. So the notion that Fair Work blocked them out of the process, wrong. Seven on the fire ground relates to integrated brigades, of which there are 34, not every single brigade across the state. Again, wrong. Notions of consultation, well, volunteers should be consulted with when changes are made in the CFA, too right, and so should the paid workforce. But no one can unreasonably withhold their consent. It should be a proper, good faith consultation process. The list then went on and on and on, and we dealt with all of those concerns with the facts. And then our conversation turned to, you know, what really matters. How do we best support our CFA brigades? And we talked about the station that is literally falling down. We talked about pumpers and other appliances that are 10, 20, 30 years old. We talked about recruitment and trying to support CFA brigades as best we can. And then we talked about presumptive rights. And on each and every one of those fronts, we will deliver in full. I will leave the political games and the lies and the nonsense, frankly, to others. What I'm focused on is putting this spiteful dispute behind us, beginning the healing process, getting a new board with a new direction, and delivering in each of the areas that matter most to CFA volunteers, to career staff, and to the communities that they so brilliantly serve.
Does Lucinda Nolan have your support?
Well, I've answered this question yesterday, and I'll give you the same answer again. The CEO of any organisation is rightfully chosen and supported or otherwise by the board. And I will give the board, the new board, which I'll have more to say about later this week, a free run. They ought to be given the opportunity to form their own view and not have the Premier imposing his.
But does she have your support?
I've answered the question. It's a matter for the board.
You clearly didn't resolve all the issues in your meeting this morning, or they wouldn't have been here. Do you accept
that you've got
a fair bit of work to do to get CFA volunteers on board?
Well, I met with some brigade captains. I didn't meet with everybody in the whole region. But again, it was a very productive discussion. And I mention that because it was a very productive discussion, and I just wanted to be very clear about where I was this morning. I was at a meeting in town here with a couple of brigade captains, and I'm very grateful. They were very generous with their time, and we worked through all the concerns that they raised. But look, yes, of course, there's work to be done. And James Molino, the new Emergency Services Minister, myself, every member of my team will be out there dealing with the lies that are being peddled, the political games that are being played. That doesn't serve anyone's interest. This dispute had to come to an end, and I ended it. Because I'm not having another fire season where we are distracted, where the CFA is at war with its workforce. That is unsafe, that is dangerous, that is unacceptable. Yes, we've got some work to do, and we'll do it. Be in no doubt about that. And part of that work is rebuilding stations, as we did in this year's budget and last year. Buying new appliances and equipment, as we did this budget and last year. And delivering the presumptive rights that, let me remind you and every Victorian, our political opponents, represented by the local member here, 4 years they spent, 4 years denying any link between firefighting and some forms of cancer. Again, I'm happy to answer any question that's asked of me, but maybe a few people in this community want to go and ask the local member, is that still her view? Is that still her view? That there's no link between firefighting and some forms of cancer. That's not my view, it's not my policy, and it's not the view of the international medical and scientific community, and that's why we will deliver presumptive rights, properly, and we'll be doing it. When we do, you'll be able to ask me lots of questions about that.
Andy, you're saying the CFA is not a very efficient unit?
Look, every organisation that's made up of local community members, we should be proud of the CFA. I am. I'm proud of the volunteers. I'm proud of everybody who works hard to keep communities safe. But all of us, particularly the government, probably first on the list. We have to all work hard to make sure that we get better and better. But look, CFA do a great job. Can they do better? Of course we can. Perhaps it is the case that they need stronger support from their Victorian government, with more money for equipment, more money for the sort of appliances that are important, more money for stations. All of those investments, they're very important, and I'm determined to deliver them.
This dispute hasn't come to an end, though, and you've got unhappy firefighters following you around. How concerned are you that your message is going to be drowned out by their discontent?
I'm concerned to make sure that we work very hard, make sure that every firefighter in the state and every Victorian knows the facts, not the half-truths, the lies, the political games that are being played, but the actual facts. I'm not saying that's an easy job, but I learned a very long time ago, important work is never easy, and supporting our communities to stay safe with a good EBA deal and then all those other policies, all those other investments, everything from better stations through to presumptive rights, that's not easy, but it's very important and we're going to get it done.
Why did the government proceed with the sacking of the board despite the Supreme Court injunction that was issued on Friday afternoon?
There was no injunction on the government.
There was an injunction on the board signing the deal, and that's why you sacked them, though.
The board has been removed because the board had no strategy for the future, But the board, frankly, would have been happy to have this go on for another 1,000 days. And that means that we need a new board. We need a new approach. Yes, there is healing that needs to occur, and I'm committed to that occurring, but there's also hard work that needs to be done to deliver and fix up the mess left at Fiskville, the mess left at Hazelwood, the Fire Services Review, a scathing report, and the Equal Opportunity Commission report, another scathing report. There's big changes need to be driven in the CFA, with volunteers, with career staff, respectfully with communities, and I'm determined to get that work done. Time for change. The board's run its time, it's had its go, and now a new board will be put in place, and I make absolutely no apology for that at all.
Are you saying it's not efficient, the board that we've had?
I think I've already answered that question.
Can you guarantee the fire services levy won't be going up to pay for this deal?
Yes,